thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I would have to say, this is probably my favorite time of the year. Thanksgiving. It's a great time of year.
It's time to be thankful.
It is, and there's lots to be thankful for. I'm mostly thankful for the fact that there's some great food to eat tomorrow. And I'm being really shallow here. But no, it's that time.
Thanks for going there.
I'm just trying to say, you know, when push comes to shove, you got to listen to your stomach sometimes. But I think it's a great time of year for us to kind of look back and think, yeah, there's lots for us to all be thankful for. And I've always admired you, Audrey, and what you do. And this is something that you're not often recognized for because people don't know you do this because you're not looking for recognition on this. But, you know, you've had many a rant here on Tech Vibe Radio and given many speeches and written many op-ed pieces and articles around, you know, building inclusion and diversity and attracting talent and all the strategies behind that. And it's all well and good. But the idea of when people are actually here, once we get people here and how we keep them here and the idea that, like, we need to be welcoming. And like Thanksgiving to me is this perfect time of year to think about, like, what does it mean to like welcome people? And what does it mean to build community? And if people don't have a family, how do we welcome them to our families as far as that goes? And I know you've got a ton of insight on this. I know you personally go out and do so much as people come to town and you welcome people into your home all the time when there's holidays and chances for celebrations and things like that. So I just thought it would be a good way to kick off our Tech Vibe show tonight to talk about
Yeah, I mean, to be grateful for Thanksgiving is a year passes from the Tree of Life massacre.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many of our lives, you know, are not
right.
The same.
Absolutely.
But life goes on. You know, we talk about talent. You know, we're in a near-perfect economy in terms of hiring people. It's less than 3% unemployment, particularly in tech. It's probably less than that. So it's a tricky time. It's a tricky time to have a city that needs to grow a little bit, to be a place that's dynamic, meaning companies come in, companies leave, companies grow, companies
right.
blow up. And that all makes it a great place to be because you're just keeping the movement. And, you know, I mean, even if you think about New York City isn't really growing, but what New York City is, it's still churning. People are going in. And when you have that kind of infusion of people from all over,
yeah.
it changes the complexion of the city, both literally and figuratively. But you hire people, you go through onboarding processes, you try to make sure that the right people are in the right jobs, doing the right work. You know, people who are building these companies and doing those things, they do that each and every day. They worry about that stuff.
Exactly.
But the question is what do we do as a Pittsburgh community, not just the amenities that we have, incredible amenities, but what do we do as a community and as individuals that make sure that people are really feeling included?
Exactly.
And Pittsburgh's a tricky place that way, because if you come as a couple, it's a great community. If you come as a couple with a child, or get ready to have a child, or, you know, have kids, you can get plugged in. You can get plugged into your neighborhood. You can get plugged into sports. You can get plugged into academia. You know, there's an array of things. And so as a parent, or as a you know, someone who's guiding other people through this, you can get plugged in. But when it's a city where people boomerang, they come back because they're family. They come back and they have a network. They have a network of people they went to summer camp with, people that they grew up in elementary school, people, you know, and so they know a neighborhood. They have this deep kind of immediate cluster of support. But when you come and you're not part of that, and even if you're a family,
it's hard to plug in.
It's how do you plug in?
And that's why on Thanksgiving,
Jonathan already has his family.
And that's why, like, on Thanksgiving, it's like, I don't want someone having Thanksgiving by themselves. I want to be able to plug them in someplace they can go.
Right, but it's also not just at Thanksgiving. It's all the time.
Exactly.
It's all the time in being inclusive so that people of all dimensions understand.
I like that, dimensions.
Well, people of all dimensions. There
like
are all
that.
Kinds of people that come here.
Right.
Get sort of plugged into a feeling of belonging. And it's really basic. Like, it's Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It's,
exactly,
you know,
right.
You got to have food, you got to have shelter, but, you know, you're really looking for achieving this sense of belonging because that's what rounds out your life. And it's great to have incredible work. It's great to be a part of, you know, having an impact and building something, you know, that's going to the moon and back and solving hard problems. We're great at that here in Pittsburgh. But I would say to all of you, at this time of year, at Thanksgiving, at Christmas, at Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate or don't celebrate, this is a time of year where take a look around. See how you've reached to grab others into your life or help them so that they can feel connected outside of their work.
Exactly. That makes all the difference.
And it makes all the difference because it's a sense of community. And in this day and age when we're all so plugged in and we're all part of, you know, technology, which I love, that you love.
Right.
It really is the human contact.
It's not an app that's going to connect you.
It's the
people.
Human contact of being included in an authentic way. That's how I try to live my life simply, no matter how.
Well, like I said, that's why
how
when I was
annoying
talking.
I can be from time to time. Yeah. That's really at my core.
For sure.
Is that it really is about this kind of connectedness. And if we can facilitate that in others, the tentacles grow deep.
Definitely.
They grow really deep. And then we start to build the next generation of Pittsburghers.
You can't do it without people staying here and feeling welcome and feeling
and
plugged
feeling
in.
And welcome
feeling
welcome matters.
Connected. Feeling connected.
No matter what your skin color is, no matter what your sexual preference is, no matter what your race is, what your religion is, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It does not matter. And that's the piece. And that's the piece that I've thought a lot about over the year with the Tree of Life.
I believe
and the massacre and thinking about not just how precious life is and how quickly it can go. And I don't want to get on a conversation around guns or no guns.
No.
But the amount of pulling together, particularly the Muslim community being so supportive, Black community being so supportive, that we all have to look at each other and say, we're in this together.
Exactly. And that's why this is a perfect time of year.
It's Thanksgiving.
Think about this. And
I'm thankful for a lot. I'm thankful for the time that I've had to be working on the team at the Tech Council and looking ahead to see where we go next. But I think it's a time to pause. And I ask all of you to look at yourselves and say, how are you doing this? How are you reaching out to help? How are you being a good role model with your own kids and others?
Absolutely.
It doesn't take that much.
Just a little effort can go a long way towards having someone feel like they're part of this.
Right.
Stay here, and that just helps.
But everyone wants to feel like they're a part of something. It doesn't mean that you have to be an extrovert or an introvert. It means that you just want to know that you matter.
Exactly. Well put. I like it. I like it. I'll take those words. I'm glad we got the opportunity to talk about that a little bit, because the talent fight is not getting any easier out there, and we can just do basic things like being good human beings and welcoming to others. I think it's going to go a super long way. Audrey, we got a cool show in front of us tonight. We got a little neighborhood 91 that just started up. Really cool story with our friends at the airport and a whole ecosystem being built around additive manufacturing called Neighborhood 91. Now, Audrey, we had a number of interviews I conducted at the Huntington Bank podcast studio that'll be part of tonight's show. We've got so many stories to tell. We can't always bring them on air. So on tonight's show, we have Hornet Security stopping by to talk about some of the latest things that they're up to with all things email security. And in our ongoing series, Audrey, that we love so much, Healthcare Reinvented with Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield and Allegheny Health Network. We're talking to some folks that are hanging out with all about cardiology, all about different heart conditions. And I just love having these conversations with AHN because
I do too.
These are people's lives that are being saved and impacted here. And to tell a little story about how some of these, I mean, we're talking to neurosurgeons, to heart surgeons, to cardiologists. We're talking to some really interesting women and men that are behind Allegheny Health Network. And for us, it's an honor to bring those stories. And once again, you want to listen to any of these stories, all of Tech Vibe Radio, you can listen to us at your will. Just go to iTunes, go to Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast, just search for Tech Vibe and you can find us there. So we're coming right back. This is Jonathan Christie.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about the Tech Council at pghtech.org and have a happy Thanksgiving. So I tell you what, Audrey, as you know, we've been exploring the insides and the outsides of some of the great cool work happening at Highmark and Allegheny Health Network through our Reinventing Healthcare podcast series. And I've been having just way too much fun with this because it seems like every other week we are literally hanging out with some of the most talented people, folks that are saving people's lives. They're embracing technology. And a lot of the work these folks are doing is only happening here in Pittsburgh, where it was kind of pioneered here in Pittsburgh, and now the rest of the world is kind of catching on to it. So it's been some fun storytelling.
Well, AHN is just sort of quietly being an innovator.
Exactly.
And you know what? We don't want you to be quiet anymore.
Yeah, we're trying to shout it out.
We want to shout it out so that people can really understand what kinds of things you're working on. So today we're really going to talk about the heart.
The heart, man. Let's get to the heart of the matter.
Well, I didn't say that. You
I
said
did.
That.
I know. I like saying the obvious sometimes, right?
I know. That's more than obvious. So we have two physicians in the house that I'd like to introduce.
And before we introduce them, remind everybody that if you want to listen to any of the healthcare, Reinventing Healthcare series, just go to iTunes, go to Google Play, wherever you get your podcast, just search for Healthcare Reinvented, and you can nerd out on this stuff because we have some longer play stuff. Our terrestrial signal doesn't give us enough time to fully explore, just to give it a little taste, if you know what I mean. So
let's introduce. Who do we have in the house?
So I'm Munil Shah. I'm a non-invasive cardiologist at Allegheny Health Network.
And I'm Satish Malouk, the chief of vascular surgery at Allegheny Health Network.
So we're going to start with the sort of imaging piece,
right?
The non-invasive imaging piece.
I like the way Dr. Shah says non-invasive. See, that makes me feel more comfortable.
So, Dr. Shah, talk about, we know a little bit about this heart flow technology, but our listeners don't. So talk about that world that you work in every day and the kind of tools that you use.
So one of my focuses is on cardiovascular CT, cardiac CT, and it's a nice test where we can visualize the arteries of the heart and look for blockages, look for heart disease.
I mean, actually being able to see it, not guess or conjecture, and you might have a blockage, but we can see exactly where it is and what it's doing.
It's direct visualization,
right?
And that can be very helpful for patients to determine if their symptoms are related to that or not. The heart flow is basically when we see a blockage, sometimes blockages need to be fixed if they're significant enough, a 70-80% blockage. Sometimes if they're only 20-30%, then we can just treat with medications only. So that's difficult to tell with just using CT images. So what we have now is there's a company in California called HeartFlow, and they offer a way to do flow analysis of the CT images. And that will help give us a better idea of whether that blockage that we see on the CAT scan, whether it's significant or not.
Okay, so a referral comes from a doc to see you, right? It could be...
typically the physician themselves, they could refer to me, or if they're comfortable, they could order the CAT scan themselves, too.
Okay.
Most commonly, it's a cardiologist, usually, or sometimes a primary care physician, ordering the CAT scan first.
Okay.
And then I would be one of the physicians who interprets them at Allegheny Health Network. And then we would decide, if I see a blockage when I'm interpreting the study, then I'll send it to California to HeartFlow, for the flow analysis.
And as you were saying in our podcast interview, you actually get those results back in the same day.
Correct.
You're not waiting a couple of weeks to wonder what's going on, but that same day you know really well what's happening at that point.
That's exactly right.
How much, and that's taking a lot of stress off of people just knowing at that point what's happening, right?
It gives them, it gives them, the patient, the information that they need, and the physician the information that they need, so they know what's the next best step.
Start charting that course and get people on the right track.
And so before this, or in other places that don't have heart flow, what was the methodology?
Yeah, I mean, the traditional method of testing when you're suspecting a patient who is having heart disease or blockages is you start with a stress test, and if the stress test was abnormal, then the next step would be a heart catheterization where they feed a wire and catheters up into the heart. And then they could take pictures of the arteries themselves. However, what we found was that a lot of patients end up getting a heart cath who end up not having significant blockages.
So they've gone through all that rigmarole.
Correct.
And not necessarily having needed it. So
right.
That's why I like the idea of doing the CT scan and having the heart flow done. You can get a really good idea.
Yeah, it provides an alternative before a heart cath to say, well, let's do the CAT scan first. Maybe this patient doesn't really need a heart cath.
Right.
And we can avoid an invasive procedure.
Very cool stuff. Now, when things get kind of crazy.
Right. When things get a little bit crazy and you need to now go to the next step.
You need to see Dr. Maluk at that point.
Right. So here we have Dr. Maluk, who we've introduced a few moments ago.
Yes.
Who is now the vascular surgeon and director of AHN Division of Vascular Surgery. That we now are going to talk about something that's called TCAR.
Yes.
So,
well, what TCAR is just like you can get blockages affecting the heart, you can get blockages affecting the carotid artery, which supplies the brain. And that kind of blockage is pretty serious because it can lead to stroke. And historically, we thought we've had pretty good methods of dealing with carotid blockage. We've done carotid endarterectomy for many years, dating back into the 1950s. That's an operation where you actually clean the plaque out of the carotid artery. As an alternative, you can do a stent that's placed from a catheterization approach from the groin, from the femoral artery. And that seems to have slightly higher stroke rates, so we didn't like it quite as much. But we didn't think there was that much room for innovation. But lately, over the last few years, TCAR has been introduced, and that's a transcervical carotid revascularization where we place a stent, but rather than coming from the femoral artery in the groin, we make a small incision in the neck and place the stent from there. And that has a lot of benefits. We don't have to traverse nearly as much mileage in the vascular system to get to the problem. So because of that, we have a lot less chance of causing
right.
a problem.
I remember in our podcast series interview, you were saying like literally it's like 5 or 6 inches to get that place, as opposed to literally going several yards, probably,
right.
if not more than that, to make it all the way up.
So people are healing from this quicker, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because compared to carotid endarterectomy, our incision is smaller, and we have less chance of causing a stroke compared to the transfemoral carotid stenting, because we're traversing less mileage, as
exactly.
you say. So it's been great. There's another real benefit to TCAR, and that's where we create retrograde flow. We actually connect the sheath in the carotid artery to the femoral vein. So we deliberately create a fistula where flow goes backward in the carotid artery for just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's enough for us to do our treatment.
And lower that chance of stroke, right?
That's right. So any plaque that we loosen up by our treatment gets, rather than go up into the brain, which we don't want, it goes backward and gets trapped in a filter so that minimize the chance of stroke.
Very cool.
I knew that when we talk, and you're going to have to listen to our deep dive with these two physicians.
Like I said, there's just not enough time.
There's not enough time. Because the fact of you have capability to do non-invasive through the work of heart flow, new technology.
Yes.
And then you also have much more effective treatment
exactly.
when you want to go in and you have any of these kind of complications, so you stay less, I would imagine, in the hospital,
yes.
and that your treatment and your post-op is highly beneficial. So when we think about the amount of heart disease that actually exists, not just in southwestern Pennsylvania, but across the United States, and that this innovation is happening in AHN, I don't know. I'm sort of proud.
I think it's cool.
I like that.
I think it's pretty cool.
I think it's really cool, and I really appreciate the candor of both of these physicians in terms of
Definitely.
Adopting technology and innovation. because it's not always easy to do that, particularly when you think you have something that's working
right.
Well.
Yeah. And you got people's lives on the line there.
And, yeah, and your customer are live human beings that could be in dire straits.
Yeah.
So my hat's off to AHN once again.
I agree.
And allowing us to do just a little bit of a peek into the work that you're doing and to saving lives.
That's why I've been so pumped up about the Reinventing Healthcare podcast series, to have these discussions, Audrey. And it's opened my mind up so much. And I know if people listen to it, they're going to be just amazed at what's happening here in Pittsburgh with Allegheny Health Network. And so we've got a lot more of these stories to tell in the coming months, which I think is just so exciting. But we got to take a quick break and come back. So Dr. Shaw and Malouk, thank you for hanging out
with
us tonight.
Thank you so much.
Sure. We appreciate it
so much.
Happy
to do it.
We're taking a quick break. We're coming back with a lot more Tech Vibe Radio. As you take that break, log on to the computer and download Reinventing Healthcare. It's a lot of fun to listen to. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. You can learn more about us at pghtech.org. Welcome back to Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kirsting with the Pittsburgh Technology Council, and we're hanging out in the Huntington Bank podcast studio. And we're talking to some good old friends here from Hornet Security. You know, we've been hanging out for a while. Actually, I have a really cool podcast series we spun up called Hornet Cast, talking about all things around like cybersecurity, email security, and I'm really excited to bring your story to our terrestrial signal here on KDKA. And so I got a group of folks here. I've got Jeff Locke hanging out with us, of course, Oliver Denning, who runs the place, and Craig Beer Temple, who does all the marketing here in the Pittsburgh office. So glad to have you guys hanging out with us today.
Good to see you.
Thanks,
yeah,
Jonathan.
Very,
hi,
very
John.
Cool. So, Oliver, first off, give us the quick pitch on Hornet Security and what you guys are all about, and we're going to jump into some new stuff that you guys have rocking when it comes to encryption and email security.
Well, Hornet Security is a cloud security company. We do cloud security services for businesses. Mainly around email, not only around email, but mainly around email. Over here, we're quite new. Not too many people know about Hornet Security yet.
You brought it to Pittsburgh, which I thought was so cool.
Yeah, I love Pittsburgh. It's a very nice city. Just a while ago, we talked about the similarities to my hometown, Hanover.
Absolutely.
as I said, Hornet Security is kind of new over here, but in Germany, I would say everybody who has something to do around email security will know about Hornet Security.
So you have a big presence in Germany and so forth, which is great. Now you're going to build that presence in the United States, and you chose Pittsburgh to do that, which I think is just awesome. And that's why you have guys like Craig and Jeff hanging out here at the Pittsburgh office.
Correct.
Great stuff. So, Craig, real fast, your background real quick and what's going on with Hornet.
Sure. On the marketing side for the U.S. office here for the North American presence, I work on all things content and getting the word out and brand awareness and helping us acquire new partners and get the word out about
Our
solutions.
Definitely.
What's the buzz? We have a great new product that we just brought to market. I'll let Oliver sing its praises.
Absolutely.
But, you know, there's really been a big push recently to get the word out about 365 total encryption.
When I was reading through some of the details on this, I was like, I want to talk to our IT service provider here at the Tech Council because I think I want this stuff on our 365 accounts.
I think we do. Are you in Office 365?
We are. And one thing I have noticed is with 365, I feel like weird stuff comes through on email sometimes, and you know people are trying to hack it all the time just by the types of emails that you're getting and spoofing and weird things like that. I would like to know that I had some of the Hornet specialty on it, for lack of a better term, because I feel like you guys can really lock this stuff down. But, you know, that's just my own personal opinion as far as, like, me getting to learn about what Hornet's about through the podcast series we've been doing. Mm-hmm. I've just been really impressed with what you're bringing to the U.S. market. I'm like, I think I want to use that here if we could.
Well, I'm personally glad that it made you think about it. It made you think and ask questions about it. It's better than not knowing anything about it and the value it can
present. Totally. And I want to tell our listeners, if you're out there and you want to learn more about what Hornet's up to, like, seriously, go to any of your major podcast platforms, iTunes, Google Play, Deezer, you name it. Just search for Tech Vibe Radio, and you'll see the Hornet cast that we house within there. We have about six really cool conversations around all things when it comes to security. And I think we've kind of laid it out in a kind of a fun, easy-to-listen-to format that kind of makes it for like folks like me that can kind of appreciate the power of having good solutions and things like that. So, yeah,
right,
I tip my hat to you guys. It's been a lot of fun hanging out, having these kind of conversations. So,
definitely.
Yeah. So tell us about the new product. What's going on with encryption? I know encryption was part of our podcast series, and I think encryption is obviously so important because that's what keeps your stuff safe. Yeah. And so Oliver, set it up for us. Tell us what is going on with that.
Yeah, you said something about Office 365, and actually that's the first impression people have about email security. That's about filtering out bad emails that you don't want to get, spam, viruses, and things like that, and that's quite true. Most email services, Office 365 included, do have some kind of filtering mechanism built in. But for many, you said that, it's not good enough. It's not what they want. It's not flexible enough. And also, there are some other things that are pretty important about email. It's not about keeping the bad stuff out. It's also protecting what you want to have, your own data, right?
That's a really good point, because I think we're always thinking about the other side of things, but not realizing that we got to keep what we're talking about internally from being read. Because I know through our podcast series, you really opened my eyes, Oliver, when you were talking about how really almost anyone can read your emails. As it's in transit, there are many points along the way where it's pretty easy to pick something up and start reading it.
Yeah, anybody who is along the way. Most people are not. This is why they don't realize. But it's just like the good old postal system with written cards. So if you're sending a postcard...
Open a letter and start reading it, put it back in.
If you're sending a postcard, anybody who's handling that postcard can read what you wrote. And that's very much alike with email.
Right.
If you don't encrypt in any way.
Because I know early on, I just assumed that everything was locked down and no one could get to anything. And then as we were talking about the subject matter, you made it quite apparent to me that that's not the case. And that's where I was like, wait a second. This is why Hornet Security exists, right?
Now, when it comes to cloud computing, we're proponents of cloud services. We firmly believe that cloud is the right way to go in IT. But there's one disadvantage of cloud services. Cloud services tend to be big, and they are homogeneous by definition.
Exactly, right.
Meaning, if as a hacker you want to get in, you solve the problem once, and then you have access to tons
across
of data.
Across the whole thing, right?
Exactly. Across the whole thing. And this is why people rightfully are afraid that they lose control over the data once they store it into a cloud service like 365. And this is why we invented 365 Total Encryption. What we do is we encrypt the data, the email data, in Office 365. So that nobody has access to that data, only whoever has the encryption key, which is the customer.
Gotcha. Wow. So that's what I'm talking about. So this is something that you have to go through your service provider to have done. Obviously, you're not selling directly to like the Pittsburgh Tech Council, but to who our service provider.
Actually, we do.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes,
okay. Cool. This is why we're having these discussions here. Yeah.
How
does this work?
We have customers from one user up to the largest customer has some 10,000 users.
Okay.
And yes, we also go through service providers, but that's not the only way. So we're not selling direct, meaning we usually sell through a service provider. But at the end, as a very small business, you can use the service that we provide. And there is, in a technical way, there's a direct connection between you and us.
Gotcha. So, Jeff, I want your insight on this. As far as, I mean, obviously, you've been with the company now for how long?
It'll be almost 11 months.
Fantastic. Now, in that 11 months, I mean, obviously, you're helping to get some of these new services out.
Definitely.
What's your take on how powerful that these services are? And that, I mean, you're standing behind this yourself.
So I was in the same position you said you were starting the podcast. I didn't really know that much about what we did. I'm on the marketing side, so I had to learn a lot about it. But I've been attending shows, so I've been having direct conversation with the people we're selling with, our customers.
Right.
And I've found that what we're doing, it's very advanced. It's not as advanced when you actually talk about it in a broad way.
Right.
But the actual, higher level of it, it is advanced.
The technology behind it makes it very simple.
They don't understand it.
Right.
So in my eyes, it's very important that we start building awareness around encryption. And with 365 Total Encryption, what we're doing is we're giving the customer themselves the ability to actually control their own privacy, which is something they've never had the ability to do fully. And I think
that message alone is the key message of total encryption.
And that's a great mindset to get people into, because that makes them more proactive on security just in general. And I know through so many of our conversations through the Hornet cast, it's been all about creating this kind of culture of being vigilant. It's not just one tech solution, but it's having a whole mindset towards it. And so being able to be, you know, responsible for your own email protection through this service, mm-hmm. I think kind of gets that mindset going.
And that's exactly what Oliver said, because right. The cloud, I mean, it surrounds you. So absolutely. What you're doing is you're giving yourself the ability to have control over something you really never had control over to begin with.
Exactly. And so, Craig, how has the market in Pittsburgh been reacting to this so far?
You know, we just announced it almost, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so this is just out of the blocks then.
Yes. Yeah, so the fever has really been around social media.
Definitely.
Our posts and letting people know about it garnered incredible engagement. A lot of people were interested, a lot of click-throughs to the website. And you can find out. Just go to hornetsecurity.com.
Right.
They'll probably see a banner at the top talking about 365 total encryption. And then obviously letting it out to our U.S. Hornet News subscribers. We have a newsletter that goes out once a month.
You've got some great tips in there, too.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it was the most clicked-on link. It was the new product announcement.
Very cool.
Everybody loved the new product announcement, at least some of the feedback that I'm getting. So I see it building up, and I think with the shows that we're going to be attending, more and more people start hearing about it, and a lot more people will be asking about it.
So we've got about a couple minutes left. 2020, talk about attending shows. I can't believe 2020 is almost here. And people make New Year's resolutions about, you know, they're going to, you know, get in shape, or maybe they're going to be a little more proactive with some of their cybersecurity or so forth. What do you see would be some of the bigger trends rolling forward into 2020 and beyond? Is encryption going to be the big thing for Hornet as you keep rolling forward?
Encryption is a... Well, it is a big thing. It's getting bigger and bigger. Encryption is not a new technology. It was there decades ago. The problem is that handling encryption is complicated. So most people don't really understand encryption. Most people don't understand what's, from a technical standpoint, necessary to do to properly encrypt.
Right.
This is why we built the product in a way that any reasonable guy can, but essentially you're clicking a link, right? You click a link, you activate it, and then you watch it happening. That's what
I'm talking about. That's why I like it, because you take care of all the hard stuff behind the scenes. Yeah. We click the link and activate it and make it work. I find that so exciting, and I'm really just so glad to be hanging out with you guys tonight. So glad you stopped by to kind of give us this update on the latest products, and just really reminding our listeners that I really encourage you, go search out Hornet Cast, because I think there's some really fun conversations going on there around all things cybersecurity, especially if it's your New Year's resolution. You can kind of get a few ideas, hints, and tips along the way. So guys, once again, thanks for being part of Tech Vibe Radio tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Great stuff. Hey, we're taking a quick break. We've got a lot more Tech Vibe coming your way, I swear. This is Jonathan Kirsting. I'm from the Pittsburgh Technology Council, and you can learn more about us at pghtech.org. Better yet, follow us on Twitter at pghtech. Welcome back to Tech Vibe Radio. Yes, you are hanging out with Pittsburgh's best, the quintessential tech show on KDKA. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And Audrey, I always get really pumped up when we have friends and family stopping by.
Are they related?
They could be.
I think they're related to us.
I think Paul and I once did a DNA test, and we found out we're like 7 cousins removed.
Well, that's Pittsburgh for you.
Exactly. Actually, we just live in Pittsburgh together, so that makes us friends and family. We have Paul O'Rourke here. He is from the airport. You are Vice President of Marketing, correct?
Correct, sir.
Absolutely, man. So glad to have you here. Obviously, like, the airport and the Pittsburgh Tech Council, we're like lock, stock, and barrel, man. We hang out a lot together. You guys are helping to move the region forward, obviously.
And as are you. Symbiotic relationship.
We're trying.
Great. It's a great relationship. But you've been up to some interesting things over the last week or so.
Just to remind us that
the airport is on a continuous journey to lift us, literally and figuratively,
absolutely,
into the new world.
Basically, to reflect and serve the region and inspire an industry, and we're moving onward.
You're moving onward, and something new was released a couple of weeks ago called Neighborhood 91. So why don't we start with that?
Yes. If you think about it, Pittsburgh has, and everybody knows, the airport is not located in the city of Pittsburgh proper.
Really hard to land planes in there, right?
We're trying to move a region forward here.
Exactly.
So we talk about the Pittsburgh region.
Right.
And I'll get to that a little bit more later.
Okay.
But Pittsburgh has 90 unique neighborhoods. And this 91st is going to be a game changer in the additive manufacturing.
Oh, so you're saying my neighborhood's not one of the game changers?
It, Where you live? Don't
Squirrel
give that
Hill.
Information out.
Squirrel Hill.
Oh, it's a game changer.
See?
I was stomping
Did you notice that? All the 90 neighborhoods are amazing.
But now we have 91 amazing neighborhoods.
So, first is, so it's neighborhood 91.
Yep. And it's basically a cluster strategy focused around the additive manufacturing and 3D printing industry.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've signed our first client on, our first tenant, excuse me, okay. or our neighbor.
Neighbor.
And we've signed an MOU with the University of Pittsburgh to support with R&D and workforce development. And we are headed to a conference called Formnext in the next 2 weeks in Frankfurt, Germany, which is, I understand, the Super Bowl of
right.
additive.
It's the largest right. of the largest, right?
Yeah, internationally. And again, that's one of the reasons why we went with the name Neighborhood 91 and the whole Pittsburgh concept, because around the world, Pittsburgh is known for additive mm-hmm. and 3D. It's not when we first were trying to get flights, international flights,
okay.
Christina and Brian were flying around the world and talking to folks about Pittsburgh. Not everybody had gotten the memo about the transformation of the last
right.
15,
no,
20 years.
Exactly, right.
But when we talk additive and 3D, I was at a show called Rapid, put together by SME
right.
In Detroit last year. We're going to go to Anaheim next year. But we say we're from Pittsburgh. Oh, but yeah, that makes sense. Perfect.
So Pittsburgh and additive manufacturing go together.
Exactly.
And the idea of having this one space, it's like over 190 acres where you can build a whole ecosystem dedicated to additive. It's got to be a game changer for the industry to know that you can be in the center of expertise than amongst more companies that are all doing the same thing.
Right. And as far along as it's come, it's I think still in its infancy, the industry. And in terms of there's so many unique technologies and people are doing so many cool things with additive and 3D.
Right.
But to make it scalable, to make it profitable, has been it's been a challenge. So by using this neighborhood concept, and if you think about your neighborhood, you don't necessarily have to go to Home Depot or Amazon to buy a 50-foot extension ladder.
I borrow my neighbor's.
Borrow it from your neighbor.
If only I talk to my neighbor.
How many times am I going to use a chainsaw? I'm going to go
Every
over
day.
And get this guy. Well, these guys, hopefully.
Exactly.
But that's the concept. You right. don't have to. For instance, our first tenant that we signed on, Aaron Sebia, they're based in PA, but they have signed on. They believe in this project. They manufacture and recycle argon and other noble gases. And argon is critical in both powder production, some
right.
of the
key components in digital manufacturing.
Post-production right. manufacturing. So it's used in at least two or three steps of additive and 3D. They're going to have a presence there so that we can help to, rather than them building X amount of plants around other manufacturers.
We keep it central where all of them are going to be.
So keep fast forward. Think about 5 years from now.
Yes.
What do you imagine 5 years from now?
Nirvana.
Nirvana. Additive manufacturing nirvana.
That's right.
What does it look like? Think about where you're headed there.
Well, we have partners, like I mentioned, in terms of the University of Pittsburgh, and you have two world-class universities, CMU, and in terms of the great things that they're doing at Mill 19, in terms of R&D, in terms of robotics,
right.
and AI is sort of the next generation, and how do we fit that in or integrate that with AM and 3D? So we envision maybe 10 to 12 different neighbors, everywhere from powder producers to, which is the critical element. We'll have Aaron Sebia there as the argon gas supplier. We will have parts producers. We will have post-production heat treatment partners. I keep saying partners. It's neighbors, Paul. It's neighbors.
It's a neighbor.
It's neighbors, but I like that. I'm going to start calling my neighbors partners.
And then even, digital folks that help provide the analysis and the testing and QA.
So we can have restaurants out there?
Yeah, I can envision that.
Right?
I mean, it's 195 acres.
Are we going to have a skateboard park?
No. And don't you dare mention a racetrack.
If you could digitally.
I don't want a racetrack. I'm just thinking like during the day.
Yeah.
Like,
But the idea that you're building this cluster.
Yeah.
It's close to the airport. It's a hub. It's close to the 376 corridor. Like, it's really becoming this area where you just don't go for the airport to take a flight. But it's actually where a lot more business is now being conducted.
Aerotropolis.
Which I think is exciting. Yeah.
If I could quote my friend Bob Curlick.
Is that what it is?
I was quoting someone else.
Aerotropolis.
Well,
we have to take that term and use that.
But if you think about it, I mean, it's a great location because One, we have the land available.
Right.
I think there's 8,800 acres that we sit on, 5,500 are developable. We have 3,300 that are yet to be developed. And our first focus was this Pittsburgh Airport Innovation Campus. And then soon after that, the idea for additive came in. And like you mentioned, it was, what, 9 or 10 short months ago that we broke ground on the Innovation Campus. And here we are. A few short months later, and we have our first tenant and a partner in the University of Pittsburgh.
It's amazing.
And we're going out to get more.
I just love seeing the progress. There's absolutely no messing around. I mean, it is literally transforming what's going on. And this is on top of the terminal remodernization project. Just a little thing kind of going on right there. I mean, there's just so much going on. Your head must be spinning going to work every day keeping track of all this.
Yeah, well, just, what, last week, 2 weeks ago, we announced the microgrid that's going to...
Right, in the microgrid.
Right. Talk about that real quick.
This is
I want people to know about that.
Yeah, this microgrid is going to power the entire terminal. That's airside as well as the terminal modernization program, which will be the new landside, which will be snug, fit right up against concourses C and D. And it'll provide not only, well, should I say, less expensive power to the facility, but also more importantly, resiliency.
Yeah.
Because, you know, things that I think it was a fire in Atlanta that
knocked stuff down,
knocked power out. And when you think about the, you know, the worldwide network that is air traffic, one stop for a couple of hours at any one major airport is just devastating.
It's a domino effect.
Not only for that airport, but for the entire
system. It's the first in the world, right?
It will be the first. There are several others that are parts of a facility.
Right. You got the whole thing going now.
This is going to power
the entire because it's gas and it's also solar as well.
Yes,
too.
And it's our four right on our property.
That's what's so amazing is you're the airport's sitting on top of some natural gas reserves. Yeah. So you're using that gas and using the sunshine that comes down from the sky.
Solar
obviously,
will be involved in
a little
it.
Bit of everything, and that's making the airport more resilient, energy efficient.
Yeah, I think it'll be the solar. I think is like. Somebody equated it to like six football fields, a little over six football fields.
That's a lot of panels.
So coming down in
so
a plane over 376.
So we can see it when we land over it?
As soon as you land, you'll be
going. Well, I think the other thing that's going to be interesting is when you create a neighborhood like this that's around this kind of ecosystem with adjacencies in a marketplace, it'll be interesting to see the proliferation of people who will live out that way.
True. I think the benefits of being at the airport, the primary ones are the availability of land, the microgrid, the mini microgrid that's going to power Neighborhood 91.
That's what I was going to bring up. I was excited that Neighborhood 91 has its own microgrid.
Yeah, cool.
Right. So think about that. Like, you know, if you're going to work out there, you might want to live out there. That could do an amazing for that section of Pittsburgh.
Well, we're actually getting ready to publish a white paper that demonstrates that I think it was around 60% of lost cost in additive and 3D is power going down. Because if you think about it,
Because of the amount of power that it takes.
Power that it takes, but also the process in terms
it's
of
a long
you think
process,
about it, you get
and it uses so much energy.
Done,
right.
And you know, then you have a wasted product and the whole
industry. I like the fact that the airport's thinking about things that are both on the ground and off the ground.
Yeah.
And
you can get your products or your people anywhere in the world within 24 hours.
Very quickly. Absolutely.
Cutter Cargo.
I know. With
BA, Condor.
See, I can't keep track
and
of you guys anymore.
And I took that BA flight. And I plan on going. It was awesome. It was an awesome trip to the UK. We'll talk about that another time. But it was a great example
it's like,
of a partnership.
It's 6.5 hours to get to London.
Well, coming back, it's a little longer.
Well,
but
there's a headwind coming
it's
back.
Just, it was a beautiful plane. Great experience and lots of opportunities for companies to expand.
Yeah, and they're a top-notch organization. We're glad to partner with them to help the region and, onward.
So, Paul, if people want to learn more about all the activity, you have a great site, Blue Sky Pitt.
Yes.
That's amazing. I look forward to your email coming. I think it's like
every Tuesday at 6 a.m.
And there's so many cool stories about how the airport functions and the technology behind it. There's just great stories there. I know there's a lot on Neighborhood 91 there. Everything that you guys are up to, the microgrids, everything is on that site. And I really encourage people to sign up. visit the site and then sign up and get the emails every Tuesday, because I think it'll really help to keep track of all the progress that you guys are making there at the airport. So yeah, nice work on that.
Neighborhood91.com or blueskypit.com, and there's a 3-story package on there right now about the new neighborhood.
Perfect.
As we said, as we're going to say, form next. Here Absolutely. Comes the neighborhood.
Paul, you're the best. Appreciate you stopping by to fill us in. We need you back on as soon as possible for more updates.
Audrey, Jonathan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Another Tech Vibe under the belt, Audrey, but next Wednesday, more Tech Vibe coming your way. And remind everybody, you can listen to Tech Vibe anytime you want. Go to iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast, just search for Tech Vibe Radio, and you can listen to us on demand. This is Jonathan Kirsten.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Have a great evening.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.